The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This program is sponsored by War Cry Ministries.
Lead me, oh Lord, oh Lord, I know you're able for.
Lead me,
you got all power in your hand,
oh Lord,
and I'm on your what?
Lead me,
I'm waiting.
God bless you in Radio Land. This is Evangelist Flora Barnett. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on today. I pray the message you are about to hear will be both edifying and a blessing to you. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this great opportunity to speak to the people of God. Open up our understanding that we'll better know how to please you. And Lord, we'll forever give you the glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Today's broadcast is a continuation of last week's message, Already in Progress.
This treasure will remind us to love your enemies. This treasure will remind us that thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery. This treasure in earthen vessels will remind us, thou shalt have no other gods before me, and that's God. This treasure will remind us not to covet our neighbor's home, our neighbor's wife or husband. This treasure, this hidden treasure that God has put in earthen vessels. If you have not been able to overcome some habits that you used to do, and you say you save and you've been saved a long time, you need to check up and get a refill on your treasure. You need to find out, did I ever even receive the treasure? You know, God mocks and he laughs at our egotistical efforts to be good. Because some people believe that within themselves, they have the power to do what's right. But within ourselves, we have no power. We have no strength. We are only strengthened by the strength of God. We are weak as individuals. So God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. He has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. So God, in all of his wisdom, in all of his omniscience, he knew that if he took a weak thing and he made it strong, or if he took something foolish and he put wisdom in it, he knew that this would show that the power that's in us, the excellency of it, is the power of God and not of us. In spite of having this dunamis power, in spite of us having this treasure in earthen vessels, we are yet troubled. Oh yes, we have issues, we have difficulties, we have problems, we worry, we stress. There's lots of disorder in our lives. There's lots of unrest and fighting within us. We have battles in our minds. Sometimes our sleep is interrupted. We are in disarray in spite of the treasure. But through all of this, we are not distressed. Even though we have troubles, we're still calm, we're peaceful, we're glad, we're together, we're composed, we're nonchalant, we're unbothered, unshaken, whatever, we're joyous, we're cheerful. We go on in spite of trouble. Why? Because we have a treasure in our earthen vessels. In spite of the trouble, we still are perplexed. Even though we have this treasure, we're still perplexed. We're completely baffled at some things. We're puzzled. We're filled with confusion, filled with complications, filled with uncertainty, certainty. We cannot see our way out in spite of the treasure that's in the earthen vessels. Hallelujah. But yet, we're not despair. We don't fret. We don't become discouraged. We never give up. We stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. We're not grieved. We remain hopeful. And we never lose our faith. Hallelujah to his name. In spite of the treasures, we yet have problems. We yet have troubles. We're yet distressed, but we're not perplexed and we're not in despair. Hallelujah. And in spite of all that, we still are persecuted. With a treasure in an earthen vessel, evil men and seducers that wax worse and worse, they will persecute a person with treasures in earthen vessels. We're ill-treated, we're abused, victimized, harassed, especially because of ethnicity, because of race, color of the skin, political and religious beliefs. In spite of having this treasure that God has deposited in us, we are yet persecuted. But we will never be moved, for we're not shaken. We're not left behind. We're not deserted. We're not renounced. We're not turned away from. We're not to give up. Jesus will never leave or forsake us, and we're never left alone. In spite of persecution, we're still not forsaken. Well, despite the fact that we have a treasure in earthen vessels, we're still going to be cast down. In spite of the treasure, we're still cast down. We still feel depressed at times. We get discouraged. We become unhappy. Even sometimes miserable, down, dispirited, sad. To cast down sometimes all the way to the ground. But we are not destroyed. We're yet intact. We're not damaged. We're not killed. We're not slain. We're not in ruins. We cannot be destroyed, and we can never be defeated because God is on our side. He has deposited treasures in earthen vessels. This is one of the most encouraging scriptures in the Bible. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. And then Paul goes on to describe these dying men, just as I have just did. Trouble on every side, perplexed, persecuted, cast down. Even though we're never forsaken, never in despair, we are constantly under the burden of our bodies. We're anxiously waiting for the new bodies that God is going to give us. Have you ever failed God? Is there any sin that easily besets you? Do you feel like a coward? Do you feel like a weakling, as they say? Do you feel like a chicken? Even if you have a weakness in you, do you still have a thirst and a hunger for God in your life? Do you still have it? That's what makes you different from other peoples who have been guilty of failing God. That separates you from others. We must keep the hunger and thirst in our lives. Hunger and thirst after righteousness as the heart panteth after the water brook, so my soul panteth after you. Never justify sin. Some people want to justify it. They want to justify. Never justify a weakness. That's sin. Never give up and never accept it as a part of your life. Because God has a treasure that he can put in you. If you would commit your life to the Lord and say yes to his will and yes to his way. In Romans 10:9, confess your faults. Hallelujah. Forsake your sin and accept Jesus as your personal Savior. I tell you on today, when you give all over to him, when you acknowledge that Jesus is Lord and Savior, and he died and he rose again, and he sits at the right hand of the throne of God, God will deposit this treasure in you when you meet the conditions of what he wants us to be. We got to meet conditions, y'all. We can be saved by confession, but you need to be saved. You need to confess to the saving of your soul. You need to believe to the saving of your soul. Some people say they believe, but they don't do right. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And my commandments are not grievous. That means he's not telling us to do something that we can't do. We can do it. We can do it with the power of the treasure that's deposited in earthen vessels. That's what we can do. God loves you. May God bless you. Protect the anointing. Protect your treasure that's on the inside. God will never take it away from you. But if you leave him, the treasure will leave too. Because God don't sit. He don't come into an unclean temple, and he won't stay in an unclean temple. We got to keep ourselves sanctified and separated from the affairs of this world. This is a war cry, and we are in a spiritual battle. 2 Corinthians 10:4 and 5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. God loves you. May God bless you is my prayer. If the Lord's will, we will see you next week.
You got all power in your hand.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm on your watch. I'm waiting on you.
For more information about War Cry Ministry, visit our webpage at war-cry.net. Again, our webpage, war-cry.net. Text or call us at 602-466-8104. Again, our phone number is 602-466-8104. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 13354. Tempe, Arizona 85284. Again, our mailing address, P.O. Box 13354, Tempe, Arizona 85284. This program was sponsored by War Cry Ministries.
To hear this program again, go to FamilyValuesRadio1010.com and click on the podcast page and find this program and many others right there on FamilyValuesRadio1010.com.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.